This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 20th of March, 1963. Its title is TV Demo, Rudiments in Havingness Session and Short Lecture. This tape is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
We're going to give you a demonstration of rudiments in havingness. Just simple, put in the rudiments and run a bit of havingness, and that's it. Now, I'm not going to follow any particular breed of session or anything. I'm just going to do it the way it's being done these days. That's good enough, isn't it? Now, we've got a bit of randomity here, perhaps. I think you can see the meter, however. And you've got another picture. And all this should work out very well. Okay, there's actually nothing very fancy going to happen here, so don't hold your breath. But you might notice as we went along that it is an auditing session, and actually we got tired of looking at those X unit sessions, so we decided we'd do one for you, okay? All right, now let's forget about the audience.
Right.
Your chair's okay?
Yes.
All right. Room all right to audit in?
Yes.
After all this sweat? Okay. Pick up the cans, please. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. Good enough. What I'm going to do here is just put in your rudiments.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last time I audited you.
Oh, dear.
And run a bit of havingness.
Right.
And perhaps put the rudiments in for the session. We'll see how it is. Get very redundant here. And end it down. How's that?
It's fine.
Very good. All right. All right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. Start of session.
Right.
All right. Has the session started for you?
Yes.
Very good. All right. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Well, to clean up the period since the last time you audited me.
All right.
And we'll feel better at the end of the session.
Very good. All right. All right, here is the first question here. When is the last time I audited you?
Must be about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
3 weeks ago in this very room.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. You got that spotted.
Yes.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed?
Well, my auditor must have done a good job on me because I don't seem to see anything there. But undoubtedly, I have suppressed a lot. Suppressed suppressed concern over the way the staff co-audit has been going at times. Suppressed worrying you about it on occasions. I don't get anything else that I've deliberately suppressed. There's nothing readily coming to mind here.
All right. Thank you. I'll check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? All right, I have a read here. There it is. There, there.
Well, that was right at the beginning of the... when you said you're going to audit me, I suppressed looking at anything I'd done recently. You very considerately sort of left it to the last minute, so I didn't stir everything up beforehand. But even in that second, as I went out to the to phone over about this picture, I can recall sort of thinking, what have I done? I've suppressed it. Anything, any thoughts of looking back at all, over anything that's likely to come up in this session at all.
All right. Okay. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? All right. Did you think of anything?
No.
All right. Now, since the last time I audited you, is there anything you have been careful of?
Well, I've been careful, as far as my auditing has gone, not to self-audit out of session. I've quite a thing on this. I don't like... I like to forget the session as soon as I've gone out of it, and some people think it may think this is not interesting in my case, but I am. But I don't like to think about it too much out of session. I think that's the place to do it. And I deal pre-clear, you see. I've been careful not to overdo this anyway, because inevitably something does come up. You do start to look at these things. But there's one way I've been careful, something I've been careful of. It's careful the way I drove my car, I just remembered. I did tell you something about this when a policeman pulled me up and thought I was a new driver. After 30 years, I thought this was a bit much. Very careful, possibly too careful over in auditing, and very careful in the checks I've done to really make sure that these things are reading and so on, and to go over them. Careful to try and get all the data that you've given us lately. I feel quite free otherwise on my carefulness.
Very good. All right. I'll check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been careful of? I have a read there. What have you been careful of? There.
This was careful not to worry you today about this, what you're going to do on TV tonight. And I left at last minute, probably by design on your part. But anyway, that's how it went. That's what I got there. I was careful not to bother you earlier on. And with that, I made all the provisions that I possibly could, so that whatever you decided to do, it only meant a little bit of sweat to get it on.
All right. Okay. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been careful of? I have another one here.
Well, that is careful not to... not to upset people by reason of my job, or go offline, as it were.
Mm-hmm. All right. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you have been careful of? Have you thought of another one there?
I haven't thought of anything else.
All right. All right. Good. Good. It's a very equivocal reading. We'll just skip it. All right. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you have failed to reveal?
I I fail to reveal where I'm living to my wife and family. I fail to Well, I fail to reveal on quite a lot of occasions what I'm really thinking. I do that quite a lot. But if I disagree with somebody, I might not come right out with it and say so. I just don't reveal. I find this is a very dangerous thing to do because I find that later on that I've said something that is wrong anyway, and so that it's not a good idea to go and blurt out immediately what you think.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you failed to reveal? All right. Do you have another answer there of any kind?
I don't have one ready.
All right. Take up the next one. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been invalidated? Think of one offhand.
I've invalidated Peter's auditing on occasions to him. I've invalidated myself a lot, but I can't think of the things now because I've cleared these pretty well in session with Peter because they've been coming up on these various goals we've been running. So I can't think of anything else right away unless I dig.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been invalidated? I have a read there.
Well, I immediately get this, my driving with this policeman when he came and told me that I'd gone round the corner too slowly or something. Now that also... I was involved in a slight accident going back last Friday, going back to London. Somebody hit me smack in the rear, and I invalidated myself because when I got out of the car, there's a pathetic guy. He'd smashed his car, the front of his car, and everybody's business. All I got is a little bit of beading damaged on mine. Good old Jags, they'd taken it, but. I invalidated myself then because I felt I must have done something wrong for this guy to have hit me in the rear. I mean, the insurance was a cut and dry case in my favour. But I thought, well, what did I do here? Didn't I give him enough warning I was going to pull up or something like that and so on? But there was an invalidation there. This came up off the other car incident.
Oh, all right. Okay. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been invalidated? All right, did you have an answer?
No.
Very good. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suggested? I think that's one.
Well, I'm always suggesting things. I've made lots of suggestions, send you up suggestions. You must get fed up about various things. And the to do with the Congress that's come in, to do with this course, and so on. Yes, there's lots being suggested. I don't think there's any bad suggestions down there. I just think that's the lot.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suggested? I think there's another read there.
Well, you're suggesting now that there's trouble up in that corner because it's rattling, I think. You seem to be looking at it. Actually, it's the pipes cooling off and it's one of the ghosties of this room.
All right. Did you have another one?
I didn't have another one, but I'll find one. Well, I've suggested various courses of action to students when they've come up with their pre-clears cases to me during the day.
All right. Very good. Check that again. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suggested? All right, I don't think there was a read there. Did you have an answer? All right. Now, since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made? Equivocal, think of an answer.
I didn't have one.
All right. Let me check it again. Since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made? I don't think there's a read there. All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been protested?
I don't think so. I don't do much protesting, really. No. I don't get any protesting. It's not me.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been protested? I think that probably was clean. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been anxious about? Did you get an answer?
Anxious for some of the students on this course at times and their progress. I'm anxious now doing these rudiments in front of everybody. I don't get anything else here, not really anxious about.
All right, very good. See if I have a read here. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been anxious about? I'm afraid there is a read there. There.
Yes, this is... Yes, this was an anxiety that came out to do with the course today, following on the new system of checkouts and also the new timetable. And I was a little bit anxious lest we got off too far one way, went too far and got too much again onto the check sheets as in various ways, you see.
Mm.
I could see this possibility happening again.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been anxious about? I don't think there's much, unless you've got an answer straight off.
No, I haven't, no.
All right, okay. Now, one more. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been decided?
Well, yes, I... lots of things have been decided. What comes immediately to mind, I decided to rearrange the Caldit schedule. Decided to make suggestions to you about the timetable and so on. I don't get anything else beyond, one can go into such things. Well, I decided to get up this morning, but I can't remember sort of making that decision. I can sort of recall making the decision to alter the timetable and so on, and to dispatch you on various things and other people. I decided today to go to the post office to collect some cigarettes that were sent to me from America at long last. That's about it, I think.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been decided? I have a reaction on that.
Well.
There. there?
Yes, I think I'm getting on this. It's my father telephoned me on last Saturday morning. I haven't seen him for some while, and he was got a very good excuse for me to go over and see him because he wanted something signed, and I decided I didn't want to go over there. This is an overtist decision as I see it, and so I just said, well, put in the post and so on, I'll handle it. Which I did. I think that must be the decision.
All right, good enough. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been decided? All right, there is another decision.
Yes, this comes off on the same thing. It's this is the Norman, my boy. He'll be home soon, and I was wondering whether to see him, whether to sort of arrange to see him, and I decided to make no move in the matter.
To make no?
No move.
All
in that direction.
Right. Very good. Okay. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been decided? All right, I don't think there was a read on that. Okay. Now, let's get in the random rudiment.
Right.
All right. All right, I'll take it easy on this. All right, since the last time I audited you, has anything nearly been found out? Probably read there.
Well, I seem to give myself away all over the place. I don't think anything's been nearly found out. There's something around. Yes, it was Norman again. He came up to my office last Saturday morning, and I wasn't there, or I don't know what time he came. I heard after he'd been up, and he nearly found out I was there, and it's more or less found out what I've been doing and so on. Had he come along, I felt, you know, when I'd heard he'd been up, you know, what would have happened, and I think that was what was kicking there.
All right. Now, what made you believe it was nearly found out? Anybody say or do anything there?
Yeah, Marjorie, my wife, wrote to me and said he'd been up, you see, and so on, and that was the thing that made me, that was the moment where I wondered, oh, blimey, no, what did he?
All right.
What would have happened then?
Okay. Now, let me see this. Since the last time I audited you, has anything nearly been found out? There may or may not be a read there.
Well, I think this is possibly the rest of the last answer that sort of came up. I was looking at it, and one doesn't feel too good about this, and about the family situation, and I suppose had he come up, I felt that I might have shown up in a bad light, and that's what was nearly found out, you see.
I see. All right. Okay, let me check that again. Since the last time I audited you, has anything nearly been found out? All right. You had an afterthought there. What was it?
Just, I think it's clean.
All right.
I didn't
All right.
I didn't have anything else there at all.
All right. Well, we're going to let that go for now. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, we're going to run a little bit of happiness here.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to squeeze the cans. Boy, put your cans up on the table. Give us a can squeeze. Are we even plugged in? It's pretty bad. Give us a squeeze of cans again. Uh-huh. All right. Now, I've just shot your having us to ribbons with those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, how did I do that?
I think this is my inherent fear that I get of audiences comes up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm never comfortable. I mean, I was sort of envy of you can go and sit in an audience and anywhere and just talk away. I mean, I can talk away if I'm on my own in a room or to a very small circle. But put me in front, and most times I'm lost, and I just. One of these guys who always makes a speech afterwards that one should have made on the occasion. It's much better. You know?
All right. Let's take a look at that again. Squeeze the cans. All right. Well, that's very good. Now put your cans down. And our having this process here is feel that object, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Feel that cloth.
Right.
Thank you. Feel that can.
Right.
Thank you. Feel the top of the microphone. Thank you. Feel that ashtray. Thank you. And feel that can. Okay, pick up the cans, would you? Squeeze the cans. Oh, that seems to be much better. That's going to be improving very nicely. All right, put them down. We'll run some more of this, okay?
Right.
That's working.
Good.
All right. Feel your lapel. Thank you. Feel the badge. Thank you. Feel your hair. Thank you. Feel your necktie. Thank you. Feel that curtain. Thank you. Feel that wall. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Feel that cloth. Thank you. Feel that ashtray. Thank you. Feel your tie clip.
Right.
Thank you. Feel the back of the meter. Thank you. All right, feel the table cover. Thank you. Pick up the cans. All right, squeeze the cans. Oh, that's getting fine now. We'll run some more of this. You're doing wonderful. Put the cans down. All right, feel your watch. Thank you. Now, with your right hand, feel your left hand. Thank you. Now, with your left hand, feel your right hand. Thank you. With your right hand, feel your left hand. Thank you. With your left hand, feel your right hand. Thank you. Feel the top button of your jacket. Thank you. Feel the ashtray. Thank you. Feel your right shoulder. Thank you. Feel your left shoulder. Thank you. Feel your right ear. Thank you. Feel your left ear. Thank you. What do you got? All right. Feel the clock. Okay. Pick up the cans. Squeeze the cans. Oh, that's getting fine. That's fine. That's fine. All right, put them down again. All right. Feel the cloth. Thank you. Now feel the desk through the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now feel your right knee through your trousers.
Yes.
Thank you. Feel your left knee through your trousers.
Right.
Thank you. Feel the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel the wall underneath the window.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel the base of the microphone.
Right.
Thank you. All right. Feel those two cans.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel your right index finger fingernail.
Yes.
All right. Feel your left index finger fingernail.
Right.
Thank you. Feel the back of the ear. All right. Feel your right sleeve. Thank you. Feel your left sleeve. Thank you. Feel your right shirt cuff. Thank you. Feel your left shirt cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel the desk through the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pick up the cans. Hooray. All right, squeeze the cans. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's fine. All right. Let's run a little more of this tone arm action out of that. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Anything
well.
You care to say?
No, good.
All right, that's fine. Let's run some TA action out of this.
Fine.
All right, put the cans down. All right. Feel the two cords.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel the base of the microphone.
Right.
Thank you. Feel the microphone cord.
Right.
Okay, feel the spread there, the back drop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel this end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right, feel this end of the table.
Right.
All right, feel the underside of the cloth.
Yes.
All right, now up underneath the cloth, feel the top of the table.
Right.
All right, very good. Now, through your jacket and shirt, feel your left shoulder.
Right.
All right. Through your jacket and shirt, feel your right shoulder.
Right.
All right. Feel the end of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Feel your forehead.
Right.
All right. Feel your right eyelid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Feel your left eyelid.
Right.
Okay. Feel the center of your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel your chin.
Yeah.
All right, feel the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
All right, feel your tie.
All right.
Okay. Through the cloth, feel the desk.
Right.
All right, feel that edge top of the e-meter.
Right.
All right, feel this side of the e-meter. Okay, feel this side of the e-meter.
Yes.
All right, pick up the cans. All right, squeeze the cans. Let's do that again, squeeze the cans. Well, that's pretty loose. Once more, squeeze the cans. That's increasing your heaviness. But I'm going to try another process, okay?
Right.
It's not stabilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, put the cans down. I'm just going to run. Notice that.
Right.
I'm only going to run 5 commands of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Notice that fire.
Yes.
Okay. Notice the TV screen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Notice the overhead lamp.
Right.
All right. Notice the backdrop.
Yes.
All right. Notice the table.
Yes.
All right. Pick up the cans. Squeeze the cans. Well, that's very interesting, but that reduces your happiness.
All right.
Very good. All right. Put the cans down. All right. And now we're going to run touch that object.
Right.
Okay. Touch that ashtray. Okay. Touch that microphone. Okay. Touch that can. Okay. Touch the top of the table. Okay. Touch the top of the E-meter. All right. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's squeeze the cans again. Yeah, that seems to be pretty good. Now let's go on with that a bit. All right, put the cans down. All right, touch the top of your head. Okay, touch your right eyelid. All right, touch your left eyelid. Okay, touch this cloth. Okay, touch that ashtray. All right, touch that can. Okay, touch that can. Okay, touch that wire. Okay, touch that wire. All right, touch the top of the E-meter. Okay, touch that badge. Okay, touch your right ear. Okay, touch your left ear. Okay, touch your nose. Okay, touch your forehead. All right, touch your chin. All right, touch your tie. All right, touch your jacket. All right, touch the cloth. All right, pick up the cans. Let's see if this winning streak is holding. All right, squeeze the cans. That's the process. All right, that's fine. Put the cans down. We're going to run this for more. This is a good one.
Good.
All right. Now, touch that microphone. Okay, touch the top of the E-meter. All right, touch the glass face of that dial. All right, touch the E-meter tone arm. Okay, touch sensitivity knob. All right, touch the auxiliary sensitivity control. All right, touch the transit set test. All right, touch the trim knob. All right, touch the back. All right, touch that hook. All right, touch that hook. All right, touch that hook. Okay, touch that hook. All right, touch the E-meter cord. Four cords. All right, touch your tie clasp. All right, touch the badge, your jacket. Okay, touch your tie. All right, touch the microphone. All right, touch your hair. All right, what do you got?
I don't know, this seems much easier. I had a little cognition that there seems to be less contact with stuff than feeling. Feeling is, touching is a briefer thing, briefer contact with what we're doing.
Right. All right. Touch that ashtray. All right, touch that can. Okay, touch that can. All right. Touch the end of the table through the cloth. All right, touch the other end of the table through the cloth. All right, touch the back of the table. All right, touch this edge of the table. All right, very good. Touch your chair. Okay, touch your right shoulder through your jacket and shirt. All right, touch your left shoulder through your jacket and shirt. All right, touch your chin. Good. Touch your right cheek. Good. Touch your left cheek. Good. Touch your right ear. Good. Touch your left ear. All right. Touch the microphone. All right. Touch this cloth. All right. Now, how are you feeling?
Oh, very good.
All right. You're feeling a bit better, aren't you?
Yes, much better.
All right. Pick up the cans and let's check this process. Yeah, it's giving you a little more stability of toner. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, that's fine. All right. One more time, squeeze the cans. All right, that's fine. All right, now that was the last command of that process. All right, it's fine, it still works. It still works. All right, now how are you doing in general?
Very well.
All right.
Very well.
I notice your needle seems to have calmed down here. Looks pretty good. Looks better. You're thinking something. What are you thinking?
Nothing.
All right. Now, the only thing I'm going to do now is just end the body of the session.
Right.
All right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you made any parting goals for this session?
Yes, I feel better, certainly.
Right.
And done some cleaning up of the intervening period. Yes.
Okay. All right. I did that in reverse because it's the rudiments in having this session, you know?
Right. Yes.
All right. Now, is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this session?
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, if I end this session now.
Yes.
Okay, here it is. End of session.
Right.
All right, session ended for you?
Yes.
All right, tell me I'm no longer auditing you.
You're no longer auditing me.
Very good, very good. Okay. Now, we'll give these good people a break. And we'll excuse you from the auditing room. I'll just talk to them here for a minute. You don't have to go.
Right.
All right, let's take a look at this now. PC's having this process is almost equal between to feel and to touch. But there was less stability in the one than the other. Less stability in to feel than to touch. And you could run either one of them or back and forth. But to touch was giving him a better stable gain than to feel. I think you saw it. In other words, PC's having this process can look to be perfectly all right, and there is a better one. Interesting, eh? All right, the rest of the situation here, as far as rudiments and havingness are concerned, as you saw there at the beginning, if you'll excuse my saying so, because of not liking to be in session, particularly for a large audience, and I think it's very decent of him to volunteer for these sessions. Let's give him a hand, shall we? All right, thank you. Now, it's very decent of him to volunteer this way, because he has his own problems with stage fright and that sort of thing. And you notice that needle. You notice that needle. Well, that tells you his auditor's been nagging him a little bit on the subject of rudiments or something. There's something going on there. Otherwise, that needle would have been glacially smooth, or should have been. Or we'll give his auditor a break and simply say that the needle was simply rough because of the audience. But you noticed at the end of the session, beyond his wondering about something, which you saw as a tick-tick, which is spottable there, otherwise, the needle was clean and flowing. Now, exactly what did we do? Were there any great significances came off in this session? No. Was he badgered? Did I nag and nag and nag? Well, actually, the needle there at the beginning of session practically couldn't be read. So who am I to nag him because I can't read his needle? You understand? You get that point of view. Now, a lot of auditors simply punish the PC because they can't read his needle. Well, look, if you can't read a PC's needle easily, he's in a state of mind when you mustn't punish him. So therefore, take what he says and get out of there. He might even have a missed withhold. But look, here's the test. He's not mad at me, is he? See? He's not mad at me.
So he couldn't have had a missed withhold, because that's a better test. And there we had some rudiments, and we had some happiness, and the PC's happy about it, and he didn't get nagged. His needle smoothed out. I want to show you that you don't need an axe to clean up a needle. That's what's important. You think that a needle gets cleaned up because you pick up all the thoughts of the PC. See? That's wrong. A needle cleans up because the PC has more confidence and more ARC with the auditor. Just put it down to more basically more ARC. That needle is as clean as the PC feels ARC with his auditor. Now just think of that for a minute. It isn't cleaned up on the significance of what he told me. You understand? The whole operation was he was more willing to talk to me in spite of you. Now, when you look that over, it cleaned up his needle. Do you see that? Now, of course, this can go too far the other way. A fellow has a very dirty needle and he won't talk to the auditor. Funny part of it is, if his ARC eventually comes up, he will then tell the auditor. But he won't. So the first requisite of a rudiments and havingness session is always to build ARC with the PC by reason of auditing. You can give a PC with a dirty needle and bad havingness, a low tone arm and a high tone arm, anything else, you give that PC three nice rudiments and havingness sessions. At the end of that, he ought to have a smooth needle, his tone arm ought to be more stable and more reasonable, and the PC's havingness ought to be more stable. Now that's just a fact, that's all. I mean, it's not what you did, don't you see? It is how you did it. This raised havingness because it raised ARC. But look, I want to show you something. I was taking all of these answers and his havingness dropped. Why did his havingness drop? Well, actually, he was having to answer them to you too. That's basically why. But I could have gone ahead and raised that up again in spite of all that, don't you see? The significance of all this is that the havingness process, which didn't require him to divulge anything to all of you, was then more instrumental in smoothing out the needle than the midroots were. Hey, how do you account for that? You see, that's no significance, you see? Now, do you understand a little bit more about rudiments and havingness and the why of rudiments and havingness? It isn't the significance of what you get. It's that the PC feels more confident in being audited by you. And if you're the kind of an auditor who cleans, and the PC's got a thought that he wants to tell you, and you won't let him tell you. You see, he says, you say, well, has there anything been suppressed? And the PC says, well, and you say, oh, well, I didn't get a read here, thank you. Well, bang, there goes the whole thing, you see. It requires very adroit and very smooth handling. But you should be able to take a PC and give him one, two, three sessions with just rudiments and havingness, make him feel better, and his ARC will increase. That is not because he feels better. He feels better because his ARC increases to a point where the PC reads very beautifully on the meter and has a very smooth meter. You see? Where his havingness stays up and so forth. You should be able to do that. You see, it's not what you got done with the PC. Not what you got done in terms of significance. Not what big withhold did you get off of him in terms of significance. But just that, you gave him a very smooth session. Now that is the first requisite of all auditing. If you cannot give a PC a rudiments of having a session which winds up with a smoother, cleaner needle at the end than at the beginning, then brother, you're not going to be able to do 3M. You follow that? You're not going to be, because it's a first requisite of auditing is to be able to audit.
I hate to give these horrible platitudes away,
but the first requisite of auditing is to be able to audit. It is not what you audit, it's if you can audit. You see that? Now, on that firm foundation, you can do anything. The PC will go over Niagara Falls in a barrel as far as the bank is concerned for you, because he's got confidence, he knows you're not going to desert him, and you can pull him out. In other words, you have to get a PC to be able to confront his auditor before he can then confront his bank. Do you see that? So it is just this basic fundamental idea of auditing. It is just how you audit. It's just the smoothness with which you audit. And it's just that your PC feels better at the end of it, and he has been able to confront your auditing. He's been able to confront your auditing session. And as soon as he's able to confront your auditing session, he feels that, oh, you can throw him into the bank, you see. The big mistake most people make with raw meat is not to audit raw meat. They really don't audit. They kind of monkey around, you know, they just fool around. They don't really put him into session. They sort of, no, give the guy a full dress parade auditing session, but do something relatively insignificant or non-significant. And you'll find out he feels quite good. Why? It's the old effect scale at work, isn't it? The person gives a aesthetic touch and he feels better. The auditor's in there with a battering ram doesn't make the PC feel better. So what are we looking for here? In the rudiments and havingness or in that type of session, all we want is basic auditing to work to make the PC feel better. That's all. Do you see that? Well, you should have been able to get out of this session tonight that the PC felt better on the havingness than he did out of the rudiments and havingness. I mean, he did out of the rudiments. Why? Well, he had all of you to get his rudiments off to. He didn't know what that level was, because he's been mean to you all week. So as in short, why, his havingness tended to drop a little bit there. All right, but that wasn't because we missed any reads or anything like that. There's no significance to it. If I were to give him 2-3 TV sessions, just rudiments and havingness, you'd find out that the rudiments would have increased his havingness. Why? Well, because he then would find out that he could get these things off in front of you. You see? In other words, he didn't feel he could get them off. I've tried to make an objective example of this tonight. He didn't feel totally that he could get them off. His havingness fell. All right? I gave him straight havingness, and he's not having to get anything off with you. He's just responding to my auditing command, and I'm not getting him in trouble, and his havingness goes out. I even changed his auditing command. I've run 3 auditing commands on him. 3 different processes. Doesn't make for any constancy or stability. Still it came up. And what's all this mean? It means that if your basic auditing is excellent, and if you are excellent as a basic auditor, making the PC feel better, and smoothing out the behavior of that needle, if you can do that, you can run any process in the world. But if you're not a smooth basic auditor, God help your PC when you're trying to run 3M and you've cleaned up all except for 3/4 of its items, the first bank, and you've cleaned up all except for 1/2 of its items, the second bank, and you've gone 15 items into the third bank without its goal. Oh, you'll do things like this, I know. I know you. All right, listen. Look, if you're basically a good auditor, and if you're smooth, you say, hey, wait a minute, something's goofed around here someplace, and you can find the PC's third goal and go back and put the other 2 GPMs together. He'll be smiling the whole time. He'll be telling his friends, well, my auditor's doing a wonderful job. You're doing a lousy job, you see. You should be hanged for the job you're doing. Leaving half cleaned up things behind you and all that sort of thing. But no, your basic auditing was so good you could get away with it. You follow that? You'll find some people, quote, do 3M perfectly and their PCs are in agony. And some people do 3M terribly and their PCs feel fine. What's the variable? Well, the variable is the fact that some auditors can audit very smoothly and make people feel better, and others can't. And the PCs of people who are having a hard time with their basic and fundamental auditing, of course, feel worse than the others. You get the difference. This is an important factor for you. And if you at any one time think that Rudiments and Havingness is a practice session, then you will never find out how to clean up a PC's needle. Now, it's true that you can occasionally find an item that cleans up a needle right now. That's true. But in actual fact, your most consistent method of cleaning up a needle, making a PC read on a meter, is to raise the PC's ARC. A PC ARC determines whether or not he reads on the meter. You ever notice a PC in an ARC break does not read on a meter? All right, we'll take that as a gradient scale of auditing. If a PC doesn't have high ARC with the auditor, he doesn't read on the meter. If he has ARC with the auditor, he reads on the meter. And if he has marvelous ARC with the auditor, he reads marvelously on the meter. And that's all you can say about it. So your basic auditing is where you take off from. If you think you can fly airplanes with no landing fields, well, more power to you. More power to you. But when you run out of gas, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Because you will be in a bad way, because you haven't got basic auditing to fall back on. Now, there's what you should be studying when you audit. Smooth auditing, basic auditing, and so on. I'm not setting up this session particularly as a paragon of virtue in the way of auditing. But you notice the PC was not worried, he wasn't harassed, he felt fine about things. He was willing to talk. Now that's all I have to say on this subject. But that's a Rudiments and Havingness session. I leave it to you whether the session you have just seen bears any resemblance to the Rudiments and Havingness sessions which we have seen recently on TV. And frankly, I gave this demonstration tonight because I couldn't stand it anymore. Okay? So on a lecture like this, we always end with, "Go thou and audit badly no more." Okay? That's it. Thank you very much. That's all of the program for this evening. Good night.